We head to Oklahoma for the last segment of this week's show. During the Oklahoma State Convention in April, the outgoing state officer team had the chance to sit down, reflect, and also thank the individuals who were always there for them, their ag teachers.
Over my past 5 years of being an Elgin FFA member, I've had a handful of different ag teachers, but I wouldn't trade my experience for anything. Each ag teacher brought something important to my agricultural education experience. Whether it was coaching me from the side of a ring at a stock show, encouraging me to join countless CDEs, my ag ed teachers have always been there for me. They have made me into the person I am today through accountability and always being there for me. These individuals have not only been a set of coaches and mentors, but second parents. Had I not had these ag teachers, I wouldn't have gained the life lessons and skills that I have today. So for that, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for brightening my future in this organization, industry, and lifetime.
They have been encouraging me since I first walked in the ag building. My first year in FFA, I was a shy individual who sat in the back of the classroom and didn't talk to a lot of people. I still remember my first contest. I remember being so scared and freaking out because it was my first time speaking in front of anyone. And the entire time they were supportive of me and kept saying, "You'll be all right." After the contest, they tried to get me to give a prepared speech, and I instantly said, "No, I will never do that." But the next year, I gave the FFA creed, and I had fallen in love with public speaking, and I instantly regretted not doing it when they first pushed me to. If it wasn't for them pushing me, I would not be where I'm at today, and for that, I will always be grateful of them. That is what my advisors, Jonathan Holloway and Scott Nemechek, have meant to me.
Every day whenever I would walk into the classroom, she would always be there with a smile on her face and love in her heart. If I was having a bad day, she would take time out of the classroom to talk to me, even though she had a million and one different things she needed to do. It seemed like no matter what was going on in her life, whether it was planning a wedding or being here when she just had a baby, she was always there for me to keep my life in order and is even still today taking care of me. While campaigning, it was those long trips in the ag truck where we made some of the best memories, laughed until we cried, and had some of the best live chats. It was in those moments when I realized, whenever she would stop and give me advice, that I realized that she would always be there for me and I was going to miss her so much. Even today, whenever I go home, you will probably find me in my ag room talking with her. She has mentored me, treated me like her own child, and is not afraid to give me a stern talking to. This is what my ag teacher, Mrs. Stacia Huxman, has meant to me.
In high school, I didn't learn the most through a classroom setting. I learned the most from the passenger seat of my ag truck. It was during those many late night and early morning rides to livestock shows, CDE competitions, and speech contests that I learned many life lessons, was taught what passion truly meant, and saw what dedication really was. Mr. Smith, Mr. Sherman, and Mr. McLemore, you guys were much more than just teachers for me. Thank you so much for everything you did and continue to do for me. I know that being an ag teacher is hard. You work many long hours and have a lot of responsibilities, but you guys tackle each and every day with a smile on your face, excitement in your eyes, and love in your hearts. Thank you guys, you're rock stars.
For me, my ag teachers really the ones who helped me to get involved with every part of being an FFA member. And the investment that they made in my life undoubtedly changed me forever. Without that push from them to maybe work a little harder on my speech or just to have that life chat we needed to have, I wouldn't have had the same FFA experience that I did. There would be times they would spend hours after school, multiple times a week, to help me with whether it was an application or a project I'd been working on. And because of that dedication that they showed and what I was doing, I found my place in FFA. My instructors gave up so much of their own time to make me the best I could be. And because of that guidance, I was able to find my own success. They did so much for us and took us so many miles down the road and lost so much sleep over our success as FFA members that if I could ever have that same impact on someone else's life, then that will be an absolute blessing to me.
I have room for Drake. That's what my ag teacher told my mom whenever she asked him if he had another spot for me in his freshman ag class. That next week, he invited me to church and asked me if I wanted to be a part of the youth group. He's been there to celebrate my success, and he's been there when times have been tough. He's the type of man that I strive to be like every day. He's my ag teacher, mentor, Christ-like example, and he's my best friend. This is what my ag teacher, Mr. Torrance, means to me.